Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, from Philo, the recollections of Cecil Gowan, born 1889. I planted some orchards that were running before 1920. I had a neighbor that grafted seedling trees, and you bought budded trees. Harry Pitts in Healdsburg had a nursery there for years. I bought what they called Miss Buds, cheap. He'd put a bud into them, and if the bud didn't grow, he sold the remaining seedling cheap. Cut it off below where he put the bud in, put another graft in, and do it right in the orchard. Quite a bit of this orchard out here is ground grafted, planted before it was grafted. The late August Gossman did a good deal of the grafting. He was quite an apple man. His grandson grafts now, a little different style than his grandfather did. Apple picking time was quite a job. It didn't take many pickers. If you had two in the dryer and one person picking up, it would keep them going. In the beginning, there was at least 40 different landowners. They all had other land in sheep as well as apples. Most every place along the road, from clear out past Boonville and clear to Navarro, had a dryer on it. I can remember the first Anderson Valley Apple Show and Fair. I was one of the exhibitors. I have exhibited in every fair that was held in Anderson Valley since that time. I don't think there's anybody else that can claim that they exhibited in every fair that's ever been held before it got to be the Mendocino County Apple Show and Fair. After that, they got mutual money for fairs. We got it because we had a fair that we were holding here every year anyway. That's how they got to the Mendocino County Fair at Boonville. 'Tisn't the Boonville Fair. It's the Mendocino County Fair and Apple Show. The fair combined with our original Anderson Valley Apple Show. And it's quite a lot of hard work getting ready to show produce. We had quite a payroll working 2 and 3 days ahead of that fair to put in something like 100 exhibits. The early fairs, it was a great deal worse. You worked many more days ahead than what you do now. We'd do a little scouting for apples for the fair ahead of time. The vegetables were all gathered on Thursday to be judged on Friday. You don't get perfect specimens. There is no such thing, just as there is no such thing as a perfect person. But I think one of the greatest changes between the turn of the century and the First World War was in our road system. This road out here in front of our house, Highway 128, you couldn't walk in it for the mud in the wintertime, and you couldn't walk in it for the dust in the summertime. The first supervisor, that's Daniel Houston Lawson, before it became a state highway, put most of the gravel on. The late Hute Lawson hired many teams, and they would haul the gravel with a 2-horse team. They would shovel the gravel on by hand, an ordinary old shovel. They would haul it up, stop, let the gravel drop onto the road. A wagon load of gravel didn't gravel much more than its length. There was that many loads of gravel put on this road. That changed the whole picture as far as getting over this road was concerned. That was after 1910. So I went on the stage from here to Cloverdale to go to high school. The stage started from Philo with 4 horses and a heavy rig. The whole team was changed at Yorkville. In fact, they had 2 4-horse teams to go from there. On a hill, they were glad to see a 175-pound boy like me get off and lighten that load. I could beat the stage up the Hale Hill by 15 minutes. I'd sit down when I got to the top and wait for the stage to get there. They could only go with the mail and what passengers they had. They had to stop and rest the horses at least every 75 or 100 yards. It was hard on the stage, or your own horses and wagons. That was the only way to get in and out of the valley in 1910. I graduated in 1910. Ah, life is what you make it always. That's all there is to it. I will say this. You don't know, and you can't get it from me, what my life was like. I don't know what your life is like. If I knew you intimately, I still wouldn't know. You still wouldn't know. You never know what's in the other fellow's mind. He thinks about circumstances and those olden times. You still can't penetrate the man's mind and really get it. You have been listening to the recollections of Cecil Gowan. To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums and historical societies. Go to californiahistoricalsociety.org for a complete listing. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.